99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hello, welcome back, welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Happy Saturday, friends. Current temperature in Reno. Let me refresh that. The forecast is outstanding. It was a beautiful walk out. Get outside today. 62 degrees our current temperature. And reverse mortgage expert Patricia Wood. Patty updates us on the changes in reverse mortgages. She's honest. She's upfront. She says reverse mortgages are not for everybody, but for those who are right for them, it is quite a lot of money that you may be passing up. So we're honored to once again have the foremost. Don't be shy. You are. Don't be gonna.
Thank you, John.
Come on. You are the foremost reverse mortgage expert in our state. Proud to have Patricia Wood back. Hi, Patty.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you, John.
Hey, what you want to talk about today?
Oh, well, reverse mortgages,
of course. Oh, that's a great topic to
talk
about.
My favorite subject.
Let me start with what people are saying, and that is, what are, Patty, the most common questions people have about the reverse mortgage, which we all know the basics, right? You get money from the equity in your home that you'll probably never use in the first place if you're like me, married without kids at home, and it doesn't go to anybody. So why not get a reverse mortgage and use the equity while you're alive?
Right, right. And, you know, they start at 62. You got to be 62 or older.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm a little bit past that age, I think, you know, this is the greatest thing. I've been doing this now for over 17 years.
It is the greatest thing.
It is. It's, you know, and like you said, why would you... you know, you've worked your whole life to have this nest egg. It's like, why not use it now in your later years? But one of the most common questions that people ask me about is, what's going to happen when I die? Is the bank going to take my home? And I tell them, no, that's not what happens. The bank doesn't want your home. The bank wants their money back. So whoever you leave your estate to, and like in your case, you know, you don't have children, but maybe you have a brother or a sister or, you can leave it to your church, anything like that. You can leave it to, and then they would handle either selling your estate or they can keep your home if they decided to do that and refinance whatever is owed against the property. So that's any equity that's left over goes to your estate, whoever you leave it to. So that's the most important thing. You know, people are just concerned. Such a myth. Oh, the bank's going to take my home. No, they're not. And if it's a couple, if it's a husband and wife, guess what? The husband dies, the wife can stay in the house for the rest of her life and never have to make a mortgage payment. Because a lot of people think, what if I outlive the loan? So you can outlive the loan. If you want to outlive the loan, if you're in a situation where you have a bunch of equity in your home, so you're getting monthly payments and you live to be 110, that's okay. You still can stay in your house
yeah,
for the rest of your life. So that's a really good feature about this loan.
Basically a godsend for anybody 62 and up who are short on funds for living expenses, plus reverse mortgages. Now, you said that's the greatest thing, in your opinion. The greatest thing to me is that it's not taxable. It's not taxable, these payments, or the one big bulk payment that, if you prefer it that way, you pay no income tax on reverse mortgage payments. Hallelujah!
Right.
And there are so many ways this can help out people in this tight economy.
Right. Well, and, you know, that's one thing I wanted to touch upon, John, that, a lot of people, maybe they haven't found out yet, but it's all over the news. Insurance, your homeowner's insurance, your car insurance, insurance is going up like crazy. And a lot of people are starting to use their credit cards, not, you know, thinking I'm just going to use my credit card and I'll pay it off. Well, credit card interest rates are ridiculous. 19 to 31%, I heard somebody tell me. 31%, when, you know, don't worry about taking some equity out of your house, even if you're at 6.5%, because that's money you don't have to make payments on. But when you're making credit card payments and the interest rate on it, even if it's 21%, and you can only make the minimum payment of $200 a month, you're going to, that balance is going to go up very quickly. So why not take some of the equity out of your house, pay off those high interest credit card rates, and then have a reverse mortgage where you don't have to make payments?
There are so many positives to this that I don't know if you've heard of this, Patty. Some states are even looking into state-run reverse mortgage programs. Hawaii wants to do this, to have their own HECM program. There's no talk whatsoever in Nevada about it. But what do you think about this?
Well, first of all, the HECM loan is an FHA-insured product. Okay, so if we're talking states that want to do this individually,
yeah,
then more than likely it's going to be a proprietary reverse because we already have the HECM. So it won't be the HECM. It'll be proprietary people. And yes, that was one of the other things people ask me is, how did these companies make money? How did they make money? Well, it's a long-term investment for them because they're banking on this compound interest once these people pass away. And statistically, people that get a reverse mortgage, it's anywhere between 10 and 15 years that they're going to pass. So this is a long-term investment for the person, you know, or the people, the company that's putting out these funds. But in return, they're going to make their money back.
So it's win-win.
Correct.
What about the interest rates being a little higher now than what they were a few years ago?
Well, you know, it's not going to impact the loan significantly right now. Over time, yes. If interest rates don't come down, then it's going to eat into your equity faster. But if this is helping you live a better life today and tomorrow and 10 years from now because you're not having to make payments on money that you're receiving to help you live a better life, then it's a much better picture than worrying about, oh, when I die and, you know, I'm going to have no equity to leave my children, or that's, you know, because that's a concern. But who cares? The good thing about the adjustable rate, when you get a line of credit, if you go with an adjustable rate, right now interest rates are between 6.25% and 6.5%. Again, statistically, look over the years, it's going to come back down. It's not going to come back down to 3, but I would say that, you know, if it comes back down between 5.5% and 6%, that's the norm if you look at the big picture. So it doesn't matter, though, because you're not making a mortgage payment. You're not having to make a payment. So it's money in your pocket that you can live a better quality of life.
Let me ask you this, and this was just in the news, I think, Friday or Thursday. Every month they do an audit of what the median home price is. Reno, I think this is another all-time high. The Reno, Washoe County market, single-family homes, median price now, something like $640,000. What if the value of your home, what if the value increases during the reverse mortgage?
Well, that's, again, we factor a very minimum of 4% per year. When I'm putting a proposal together, I say, okay, today your property's worth $500,000. And then next year, we're going to do a 4% increase. Now, again, in the Washoe and Clark, I mean, all over the state of Nevada, just Nevada, because other states could be higher or lower. But, I mean, we have an increase that is usually between 14 and 24%. So you look at it that way and you think, okay, I'm getting charged 6.5% interest, but my property is growing 4 to 24%. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of balances out what your equity is going to be, because your property value is going to be higher. Yes, your loan balance is going to be higher, but your property value is going to go higher. So it's going to move like this. And so this equity that you have in there, because keep in mind, it's not like it was 17 years ago when I used to be able to give you 80% equity out of your property. Now it's, you know, with the interest rates being a little bit higher, it's called the principal limit, the amount that we're allowed to give out. And it has come down significantly. But if you own your home outright, you get a, you know, you get a bigger chunk of money. If you have a mortgage, let's say, and we can save you money by paying off that mortgage, it's an option to look into. As you know, there's no fee for me to run numbers for you. And this is something that I love to do, because if I can show you on paper what the big picture looks like, it's a lot better for you to understand. It's easier for you to understand looking at numbers than for me to just tell you, yes, I can do it. And then you're thinking, okay, what's the interest rate? What's going to happen when I die? How much equity am I going to have left? And so on.
I guess what I was asking is, if you have that reverse mortgage, the value of the house goes up. Can you refinance reverse mortgage?
Yes, absolutely.
To take advantage of that.
I missed that refinance word.
No, so you can refinance?
Yes. A couple things people don't understand. Well, number one, it must be your primary resident. You can have one reverse mortgage at a time.
Right.
You can sell it anytime if you want to. If you come into some money and you want to pay down the reverse mortgage, you can. If your property value goes up a big jump and you wanted to take out more money, absolutely, you can refinance this loan and take out more money at any time.
Wow.
There is a rule.
Okay.
The rule is you must be able to pull out at least 5 times the amount of what your closing costs are. So let's say, for instance, your closing costs when you refinance are going to be $5,000. You have to be able to take out $25,000. That's the rule.
It's flexible, though. I mean, if you can get out of a reverse mortgage.
Yes.
You could just sell the home, you pay back the loan, or, you know, refinance, try that. I don't know, but you're not locked in till death. There are options, and there is flexibility. All right, folks, if you have questions, 884-9910. Number to call, 775-884-9910. Ask Patricia, the foremost reverse mortgage expert in our state. Honored to have you here. We'll be right back. You're listening to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1018.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth, truth.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter with Patricia Wood of... What's the name of your company?
American Pacific Mortgage.
American Pacific Mortgage. And she doesn't charge for her great advice and walking you through to get the reverse mortgage, to get that monthly check on the equity of your home or the one payment. What if, a lot of what if questions today, because people have so many questions, right? Let's hit another one. What if I'm able to take a monthly income from my equity? Does it affect my Social Security income? You know I'm old, right?
Yeah, let's see. Has it been half an hour yet, John?
Every half hour, I always say, I'm 70,
yeah.
Which is stupid because nobody's going to hire me the more I say that.
Would you want another job? No.
Well, no, of course not.
Right.
What am I saying here? Okay, what if I'm able to take a monthly income from my equity? Does it affect my Social Security income?
No, not at all. That's the beauty of it. You know, the thing.
I thought Social Security is based on what you're.
I'm getting older too, John.
See, if I work too many hours, it cuts my Social Security.
Correct. But pulling equity out of your house is not going to affect your Social Security because. You don't have to claim that income. It's non-taxable income, and you don't have to claim it as income because this is equity that you're taking out of your property. So no, it will not affect your Social Security.
I'm amazed the government hasn't found a way to snitch that money from us.
This is an FHA government loan, John. They know this is going on. And so that's, you know, that's the beauty of the reverse mortgage. When it first came out in 1961, it was to help a widowed woman. And then over the years, I mean, now here we are many, many years later, and they've done a lot of changes, but it's still so helpful for so many people that, again, you have this nest egg, all this money is sitting in your house, pull some out to help you live a happy, healthier life.
I know somebody who's considering getting an annuity for monthly payments. Is there an advantage to going the reverse mortgage route instead of the annuity route?
Well, let me get this picture straight. Because they want to invest in an annuity? Or do they already have an annuity?
Getting one. See, I read that the annuity is taxed.
The annuity is taxed, number
right,
one.
Yeah, that's...
Number two, when you create an annuity, that money is tied up for X amount of years, and I believe it's 10 years. So you pay into this annuity, but you can't pull money out for at least 10 years, and then, yes, it's going to be taxed.
Well, that's what I told them. I said the annuity is taxed, but I know the reverse mortgage benefits are not. Exactly. That's what I told them.
Yes.
All right.
Well, you know, I, again, there's many myths that have been perfected about the reverse mortgage. Maybe 45 years ago, yes, the bank would you take title to your house. That doesn't happen anymore. If your property is in a trust, which I recommend, or if you have a will, I recommend that, the property stays in your name, in your trust. This is your home. You will have a lien against the property. Just like as if you went to Bank of America and took out a loan, you're going to have a lien against the property. This is a lien that is going to be against the property that you must pay off at the end of your day or if you sell the home when it's no longer your primary residence.
But it's like really just get it and forget about it, right?
You're right.
We don't worry about that stuff.
Exactly.
What if I come upon some money in my – what if? what if I come across – I get some money in my life? Can I pay this reverse mortgage loan off early?
Yes.
Well, why would I want to?
There's no prepayment penalty. Well, first of all, again, you might have gotten this loan when you were 62 or 65 or 68 and had some adult children that didn't have, and you didn't have grandchildren. But then you come upon some money. Your parents pass away.
Or you change your mind. You want to leave your house to somebody.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. That's when you want to consider these things. You got to always look at the big picture. Now, if you got some money, but not enough money.
Never enough.
You know, well, I'm just saying that, let's say you got $100,000 and you owed $150,000 on your reverse mortgage. I don't think, my personal opinion is, why put your money back into the house? Why not have that $100,000 and use it as you need it? Why not take your children, adult children and new grandbabies, and go take a vacation? Do something like that that would be fun, that you can enjoy while you're alive. Because when you're dead, you're not going to be enjoying their company, obviously. So.
But don't laugh at death, Patty. Come on.
I'm not laughing at death. I'm just saying that enjoy your children and your grandchildren and life while you're alive.
All right. Just one more, maybe two more questions. If you get a line of credit, you only get charged interest on the amount you take out, is I understand it, right?
Correct.
Okay. So that's not a reverse mortgage, though. I mean, that's going to the bank, getting a line of credit.
Nope. Okay. If you go to the bank and get a line of credit, that's a home equity
right.
line of credit.
Yes.
That most banks, well, all banks, are going to charge you interest and you are going to make payments every month. That's a HELOC. A HECM, the home equity line of home equity reverse mortgage, home equity conversion mortgage. The HECM, you don't make a monthly payment on, and it's good for the rest of your
life.
That
was a stupid question.
No, no, no. No, it's not stupid. But the thing is, also, you can get a line of credit of $150,000 and only use $30,000 of it. So the interest is only going to accumulate on the $30,000, not the whole $150,000. Do you understand that?
Yes, I knew it the minute you started talking. I couldn't take it back. What happens if the person is married or they have somebody else on the title with them? How does the reverse mortgage affect the other person, the spouse, the significant other? Can they stay in the house? I mean,
yes.
Okay, so the husband may die. Wife can stay in the house, or anybody else who's on the title with the house.
Correct.
No catch here?
Well, not anybody that's on title. If it's a husband, wife, or a boyfriend, girlfriend,
right,
and you want to include that girlfriend on the loan, or maybe you're a 70-year-old man,
okay,
and you have a 50-year-old wife.
Gotcha.
It must be the wife, can't do girlfriends, but it would be your significant other, would be a non-borrowing spouse, and she would be able to stay in the house for the rest of her life as well.
But how much red tape is this process? Do I have to notify the lender about the spouse passing?
No, not at all. Not at all. It continues on. The lender knows when people dies. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know if it's some type of alarm or what, but I have had clients tell me. There's
some sort of database out there.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Not that I'm plotting a death here. really, don't look at me that way. All right, anything else, Patty? We're wrapping up here.
No, I just, if you're curious about it, yeah. And if you're curious about it, call me. I am not high pressure. John will tell you that. I would love to run numbers for you and see if it works and see if it's a good option for you. If it's not a good option for you, I'm not going to try to sell you a product that is not good for you. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about being so passionate about the reverse mortgage, is because if it's not good for you, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, and let me say something, my fellow old folks here. The older you are, the more you can receive, because these loan amounts are based on your age and the interest rates.
And the property value,
yeah,
correct.
Okay, it's an awesome deal.
Yeah.
Give out, and I get calls after you're
That's
with
okay.
us. How do they contact you?
775-954-0366. That's my my phone number, and then you can email me at Patricia, PATRICIA, period, Wood, WOOD, @ APMortgage, spelt out, .com.
And to make it really simple, I think I did this once, you just Google Patricia Wood Reverse Mortgage.
Correct.
And it pops up. Okay. Great having you over again.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Always nice to see you.
Got a break for... Hey, I get a solo segment here, whole half hour here, Phil. Oh, man, is Potter going to get in trouble again? We'll see. It's after Fox News, and feel free to call me up, 884-9910. We'll be talking. I don't know what we'll talk about yet, but it's after Fox News. you're listening to 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1032.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
So I'm collecting my thoughts. Right now, I almost have a full set. Anybody have some they'd like to share? 884-9910, number to call. This is all live and local. I'm John Potter. Every Saturday, 9 to noon. So, yeah. Yeah, yo. What the heck happened this week with gas prices? I thought, I was going to score a big win this week. You know, sometimes I'm asked to fill in for the vacationing Craig Swope on the early morning shift. And despite the 3 o'clock in the morning drive to our Carson City studios and the long drive back to Reno at noon, I love it for three reasons. Number one, I'm an early morning guy. Always have been. I still am. Number two, I love tracking down the latest local news and writing the stories at 3:30 in the morning. I love that. And number three, I get to fill my big gas-guzzling GMC monster truck on bargain, the Carson City Gas. And so I'm working there. I think it was, 10 days? I'm working there day by day until it was Tuesday this week when the tank was bone dry on fumes, okay? And I'm going to go to the Carson City Gas Station. I'm going to fill the $100 tank for $80 in Carson City and save myself a 20. Well, what the heck? I swear, everywhere I looked, gas went up 15 cents a gallon overnight Tuesday. Everywhere I checked. Everywhere. What? Did every gas station get a tanker truck of the new, more expensive gas all at once on the same day? There's so much collusion in this thing. And is oil not $62 a barrel? Almost the lowest price per barrel in 4 years. And now I'm seeing $5 gas everywhere on the way in this morning. But it went up 15 cents a gallon overnight on Tuesday, the day that I went to fill up. What the heck? I think it's that California is going to be $8 a gallon by summer story that I read on Monday. And I think the gas stations, they all heard that. And they saw the opening and went to town. Kidding, I think.
You're not entirely wrong.
Well, probably not.
Well, pardon my interruption, but a lot of companies, not just oil companies, but a lot of companies regard Reno, the Reno-Sparks area, as part of their Northern California territory. So when they make decisions for that state over there, it will also affect us over here, especially when it comes to gasoline and diesel.
Well, that horrifies me. By the way, you got some calls coming in.
I'm working on that now.
That horrifies me because, you're right. We basically have California gas prices here. We have for years and years. And when they say $8 gas by summer in California, heck yeah, it's going to affect us here. We have that story Monday on my shift, that there are forecasts of gas in California is going $8 a gallon this summer because two refineries there are closing or have closed. But look at the reasons. Valero is closing their big one there because they cannot operate under these new California intensified environmental regulations. They can't do it. They have a huge refinery plant that they put a fortune into building, and believe me, they would keep it going if it was possible. That's their business, but they can't. And it echoes back to what Newsom has said and what Joe Biden said during his last campaign. The days of big oil are over. That's real nice. And they don't want Donald Trump to win on energy costs. Catherine Cortez Masto, can you do something for us here? No. She's too busy writing press releases defending China in the war on tariffs. Who is out there for us? Let's go to the phones. Bruce is calling from Carson City. Hey, Bruce, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hi, John. I've been wanting to call you since the pandemic. My uncle used to own a small gas station in Azusa, California. And he told me, and I wanted to tell you since then, they don't base their price on what they have in their tank. They base their price per gallon on what they have to pay for their next load.
Well, it doesn't strike you a little unfair there, because that next load, they paid already for that load that's in their tank right now. They paid a certain amount, and the new load is costing a lot more for the reasons I just said. And Tain't fair. It's basically my reaction.
Yeah, it ain't fair to you. He was a one-man gas station in Azusa. They don't exist anymore. But he had to pay. He wouldn't have been able to buy his next load if he hadn't raised his price accordingly.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm getting it. All right, he has to raise the price to have the money to pay the increased price for the next load. What? Why?
Yeah, so don't blame it on the doggone gas station.
All right, Bruce. I appreciate the call. I guess the dad didn't have the money saved up, but Phil, where do you buy your gas? Where do you usually fill up at?
When I come to Carson City, that's when I get my gas. I'm literally saving 60 cents a gallon down here. I will be going to the Sinclair gas station on North Carson Street after I get off of work.
Been there. Yeah, you like that one, huh?
I do. I do. It's easy on, easy off.
Yeah.
And they have those Bahama Mama sausages that I like so much.
I'll tell you what's not easy on, easy off, but they have the lowest, traditionally, the lowest gas price in Carson City is that country store in Carson City. It's way out east on College, down by where the Carson Airport is. You have to drive way down College. But the lowest gas prices all the time, but you have to fight for them. It's so very awkward every time. You have to prepare yourself for the battle. Here's the deal. They have a three-pump fill-up island. It's right by the front door. Three vehicles can park on the right, and three vehicles can park on the left. Just one short little island, three on the right, three on the left. Very often, all the time, you get in line behind the last car, whichever direction you come in. And most always, the first car up front finishes first and leaves. And then comes the quandary. Do I back up and go around and take that slot and back up into it? Did that once. I got screamed at. I mean, it...
That's the conundrum that hits people at Costco so often.
Well... that happens daily. Listen, every time that happens, every time the person up front is or the person in the middle finishes up. And then, if you can just drive up and take that middle spot, that'd be perfect. But I guess there's an unwritten rule that the three vehicles on the other side of the island get first pick of an opening on my side. Because I have to go around to take that spot. So Tuesday, I'm behind the third vehicle guy. He's filling up his motorhome. It's taking forever because he's got a monster tank. First car in the line moves out, and he goes. The motorhome guy, he's a nice guy. He goes to me, hey, you can take that spot. And I said, no, I got yelled at. And there are also the awkward times when you're the middle car and you're just trapped. You know, you finish first. And you're trapped for as long as it takes for the other two. No way out. And Phil mentioned Costco. You know, there are some people in Costco who believe that it's rude to take the middle or the front slot when it opens up. They must think it's rude or something. There are people who just sit there. They won't take it. The person in front of me in line won't take that spot in the middle or up front. And if I take it, if I take it from behind them, they think it's rude. And one time I took that first slot when it opened because the guy in line in front of me didn't take it. So I did. I took the first slot. And eventually after a few minutes, this guy, he comes up behind me in the second slot. He gets out of his truck and he goes, must be in some kind of hurry to cut in front of me. And I said, well, listen, I'm sorry, but you didn't move. And he looked at me like I was one of them darn damn Californians cutting my way through everything. And I kept going. I really, he didn't say anything. I kept going. I really shouldn't have said anything after that. And I said, he only had to wait like 45 seconds to move up, I don't think he understood anything of what I was saying. So I'll tell you, even getting gas is an adventure with me. We're going to take a break. Phone number 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local night. 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1048.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hello. 10:52. Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. I'm John Potter, live and local. Let's hit the phones, 884-9910. Marie is calling from Carson. Hey, Marie, good morning. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning. Actually, I live in Carson City, about 3 blocks from the country store you were talking about, and it can be really funny sometimes trying to get around. But what I'm calling about, it really does bother me about the gas, our gas prices being tied so closely to California. Why? I don't know how to do this. You know a lot more people than I do. How do we get new supply lines developed going east rather than west to California to at least put some more, some other sourced refined oil in our state? Because if we're getting ours from California refineries, which is my understanding, we're whenever their prices go up at the refinery level, ours go up, and they make their refineries miserable.
I ask the same thing. It's and I'm told it's a distance thing because, Marie, there are pipelines directly from California to Nevada. But I have friends in Hawthorne, California, Hawthorne, Nevada, and they're very upset because their prices are very high, and they get the same excuse because you're closer to California. Actually, they're not that far away from Utah as we are. And they want Utah gas in Hawthorne, Nevada, you know, because the state gets a little skinny down south. So just the infrastructure, though, for us, it's just a pipeline thing and a California thing. I know it's
how hard is it? I wonder how hard it is on the can a state build a pipeline without federal intervention, or is that not doable?
That's a good question. I think it'd be very expensive, but yes, I'd like somebody smarter than me. You see, people smarter than me can answer that question.
Well, there's a lot of people smarter than I am, but I can ask questions and hope one of them gets a spark. You know, I don't know. It just seems like we need to cut free of California wherever possible.
It bugs me. I know. I know what you're saying, Marie. I appreciate you calling.
I am a relo, to be fair. I'm a relo from California. They were destroying my way of life. I live in semi-rural, and I love being in semi-rural, and they're destroying it now.
You mentioned the country store in Carson. I just really feel for the counter people there because there's so much disturbance out there over this move into cars to stealing spots and everything. They must have to settle a lot of gas pump fights out there.
I'm close enough to go. I'm close enough to wait and go back when it's not crowded.
All right. Good for you. Hey, that's a way to do it, Marinos. Thank you, Marie. Let's go to John calling from Sparks on gas prices. Oh, good hot topic. Hey, John. Good morning. Glad you called. Go ahead.
Well, I just spent $4.19 a gallon at Costco out here at the Sparks Galleria, $93 after I'm pulling away. So I'm a little fuming right now.
Uh-huh.
But I will say about gas coming from the east, that's going to happen sooner than you think because they want to add – propane fueling the coal plant in Valmy, and they're putting in a line from Salt Lake City all the way over into Nevada.
What would that do for us?
Well, if they're putting a propane line in to fuel the coal plant in Valmy, then that means that they're going to add a petroleum line at the same time to come
to
Reno.
That's good, right?
Right. So a buddy of mine lives in Salt Lake, and they're at $3.60 a gallon right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to worry about refineries going on because they're getting their gas from the east also.
Yeah. Yeah, we're tied to the most expensive state to get gas, and so anybody else is going to be cheaper.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the gitch. As far as the trying to pull through and get that spot up in front or in the middle, I'm not allowed to do that. My wife will not let me do it.
She won't let me do it, my wife. There are people who think it's an affront that it is rude to take. But Costco is designed to do that. There is space. But the guy behind me thought I was a total jerk and let me have it when that happened. And I said, this is what it's made for. I can only educate so many people at one time, John.
I look at Costco gas as In-N-Out. It only takes a couple of minutes to go through the line and get your product.
True. Yeah, that's very efficient there, truly. All right, Costco man, I'm glad you called. Have a great time. Up next, folks, if you have pets, cats, dogs, we talked about this before, something extremely healthy for them, and it'll save you money because, number one, it doesn't cost much more than what you're feeding your pets now, but it also saves you from massive, high, ridiculous, unfair veterinarian bills. Okay. So we're going to have Mark come on with his product up next, and we invite your calls and questions. We all want our kitties and our doggies to live as long as possible. They're our best friends. Okay, I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. And we'll be back with Mark. We have a solo segment in the 11 o'clock hour, and we'll tell you how to get into the grand opening at the Sutro Tunnel Extension. Coming up, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:58.